As many already know, Arabic has three short vowels: fatha, dhamma, and kasra. These short vowels are derived from their source, or in other words, their long vowels. So this means that fatha comes from alif, dhamma from waw, and kasra from ya. The difference between long and short vowels is their duration. So short vowel is half the duration of a long vowel. This differentiation is extremely crucial to be able to recite the Quran properly. So if you haven't mastered that skill yet, make sure to check out this lesson. But the question now is, what happens when the short vowel is shorter or longer than what it's supposed to be? Well, if the short vowel is a bit shorter than what it's supposed to be, then we call that phenomenon ikhtilas, or in English, reduction. And if it is longer, we would call it then ishba', and in English, it is fulfillment. Let's start with the easier one of the two, ishba', or fulfillment. Simply put, ishba' means that you will extend the short vowel longer than its original length, so that it becomes as long as a long vowel. So, you will double its length. This skill only happens with dhamma and kasra. It is pretty simple to apply since it has its own sign, which always follows a short vowel with ishba'. This skill only applies to words ending with the pronoun ha, which means his or him in English. Let's compare these two examples to see when there is and when there is no ishba'.
وَاذْكُرُوا مَا فِيهِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ وَيَخْلُدْ فِيهِ مُهَانَا.
Notice that there is a little sign that follows فِيهِ in the second example, while the first one does not have that sign. That's why we read the first one as
فِيهِ لَعَلَّكُمْ
as a normal short vowel. And in the second example, we read it like that.
فِيهِ مُهَانَا,
which is extending the kasra so long that it becomes a ya. Ishba' can also be called linking med or med as-sila. And another example with the word bihi. The first one is with ishba' and the second one without.
يُضِلُّ بِهِ كَثِيرًا وَيَهْدِي بِهِ كَثِيرًا يَهْدِي بِهِ اللَّهُ مَنِ اتَّبَعَ.
So, بِهِ كَثِيرًا versus
بِهِ اللَّهُ.
And in some cases, you will see the med sign appearing on top of the ishba' sign to indicate that you may extend up to four harakat. And in that case, it is then called major linking med or med as-sila al-kubra.
وَمَا يُضِلُّ بِهِ إِلَّا الْفَاسِقِينَ.
And before we move on from this point, remember that ishba', or extending the short vowel, only concerns words ending with the added pronoun ha, and it will always be indicated with these two signs. But if these signs came in other positions, they would then indicate a separate long vowel. So this means a separate waw or a separate ya. That's why in this ayah we say,
إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَسْتَحْيِي أَن يَضْرِبَ مَثَلًا مَا.
With two times ya following one another.
يَسْتَحْيِي.
And we did not say
يَسْتَحْيِي
with one long ya. And reading it with one ya is a major mistake and should not be made. And here, in this example, we say,
وَإِنَّ مِنْهُمْ لَفَرِيقًا يَلْوُونَ أَلْسِنَتَهُمْ.
So we say يَلْوُون with two times waw and not يَلُون with one long waw. So إشباع only concerns words with added pronoun ها, and it will not be applied on any other type of words. So that's what happens when you extend a short vowel. You get إشباع. But when you shorten it, you will get what we call اختلاس or reduction, which usually happens as a side effect of your mother tongue in certain cases. So it can happen without you noticing it. So اختلاس means reducing the short vowel. But how short is it then? Well, scholars estimated اختلاس to be 2/3 of how long a short vowel is. So if a short vowel is at 100%, this means that the long vowel, or إشباع, will be at 200%, and this means that اختلاس will be at 66%. These are, of course, estimations, and it would be almost impossible to measure it by the millisecond, but we try our best, of course. And the reason why we should learn about اختلاس is to be vigilant not to apply it randomly or unconsciously. But what is so bad about reducing a short vowel then? Well, when we say اختلاس, we actually mean that one short vowel is treated differently than other short vowels before or after, which can eventually disturb the balance and the meaning. And as we learned in this lesson, how long a short vowel is can be different from one person to another. But the key word here is consistency. So for example, if we apply اختلاس on the waw here in this ayah, which you shouldn't, it would mean that the waw will have a short vowel that is shorter than the rest. And this is what it sounds like.
وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ عَظِيمٌ.
But if you pronounce the short vowel properly, it would sound like this.
وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ عَظِيمٌ. وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ عَظِيمٌ.
Let's have a look at another example. The word فسقا has three times فتحة, and this means that they should all be the same length. And you should say
فسقا لهما ثم تولى إلى الظل.
But applying اختلاس on the فتحة on the فاء will give you a wrong recitation, which should sound like this.
فَسَقَا لَهُمَا فَسَقَا فَسَقَا.
Another common mistake is found in this ayah. I will pronounce this ayah in two different ways, but only one of them is the correct recitation.
يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ اعْبُدُوا رَبَّكُمْ ربكم الذي خلقكم. يا أيها الناس اعبدوا ربكم الذي خلقكم.
So, were you able to tell which one of the two recitations is the correct one? And if so, can you tell which word that was mispronounced? Alright, so let's see if you were able to detect the mistake. The first one is indeed the correct recitation.
خَلَقَكُمْ.
The second one is the wrong one.
خَلَقَكُمْ. خَلَقَكُمْ.
And there are many other examples. And though you might feel that the differences are very minuscule, they do exist. And you should do your best not to make this mistake by being consistent in your short vowels. But is there anywhere in the Quran where اختلاس or reduction is actually useful? Well, in certain cases, اختلاس is indeed applied in the Quran. But if you're learning the قراءة of حفص عن عاصم, which is what I mainly teach here, you will almost never need to use this skill, since you can read the entire Quran and you won't need to apply it at all. And all what you need to do with it is to avoid applying ikhtilas. And the reason why I said almost never is that because in Qira'at Hafs an Asim, there is one single ayah in which you may apply ikhtilas, and this means that it is optional. This ayah is found in Surat Yusuf, and specifically in this word. This word here could be read in two ways, according to the Qira'ah of Hafs an Asim. You can read it using ikhtilas, which will be applied on the first noon. And you can also read it using ishmam. Today we'll learn how to read it using ikhtilas, and next time we'll discuss ishmam extensively, inshallah. So, using ikhtilas, which is the less popular choice, you should read it like that.
مَا لَكَ لَا تَأْمَنُنَا عَلَى يُوسُفَ.
Notice that I did not say
مَا لَكَ لَا تَأْمَنُنَا,
because then that would be a complete short vowel. But we said
تَأْمَنُنَا.
In many mushafs you will see that this word is written without the small noon, and you may indeed read the word without this small noon if you're using ishmam, which is the more common choice. So in short, ishba' means fulfillment, and it means extending the short vowel to its fullest, or in other words, to make it as long as a long vowel. It happens to words ending with the pronoun he, and to indicate its existence, these signs are used to show you where you should extend. Pay attention not to extend short vowels in other positions with the same signs, but rather you will pronounce a full long vowel. And always remember the difference between yastahi with one ya versus the correct version, which is yastahyi with double ya. And as for ikhtilas, it means reducing the duration of the short vowel to be 2/3 to other short vowels. For a Hafs an Asim learner, it should be avoided at all times, which means keep the length of your short vowels the same in your recitation depending on the speed of your recitation. There is, however, one ayah in the Qur'an in which you will apply this rule on it. But even then, this ayah could be read in another way if you find ikhtilas a challenging skill to apply. Thanks for watching. I hope you've learned something new today. If you did, please like and share the video for other people to learn from it. And don't forget to subscribe to our channel if you want to see more videos like this. Thanks for watching, and I'll see you next time.